When I was asked to review The Known World by Edward P. Jones, my first impulse was to say no.
Commentator and author Price Cobbs.
I am, after all, a black American who grew up before World War II, served in a segregated army, and marched behind Dr. King into Montgomery. Along with many people, I have erected a myriad of defenses to distance myself from the horrible memories of the slave experience. However, once quieting my initial resistance, I found the author has written a novel with a creatively different take on slavery. In exploring and turning the world of slavery upside down, the story reads like a wild but disciplined stream of consciousness. He introduces and follows the life and death of Henry Townsend, a black slave master. At the same time, he introduces fully drawn white characters who are compassionate and wrestle with their own guilt about the peculiar institution. In an interview, the author once mentioned his discovery of pre-Civil War black slaveholders. His reaction was immediate and visceral. He said, "It went against what I was coming to learn and cherish." Rather than challenge this still dubious fact, I accept Mr. Jones's research and his periodic interweaving of fictitious research into the story. But I must confess his response was puzzling. What's the surprise? All people are capable of inhumanity towards their own kind, whether in families, communities, tribes, or within a race. Human history is replete with instances of people recently freed from oppression and, as their first act, turning around and oppressing others, often those closest to them. We need only read our daily papers to be constantly reminded of this fact. Be that as it may, the book deftly notes the many nuances on the psychological road from bondage to freedom. One character, Mildred Townsend, is now a freed slave, but not a free person. She calls her former slaveholder Mr., and not the common or enforced term master. Through the words of numerous characters, the book is a reminder that humor, both sly and raucous, is one of the legacies of the slave experience. As I reached the end of the book with its many unexpected and startling twists and turns, a realization took hold. Stories about slavery very painfully remind us of what many want to forget, ignore, and deny. But this book plausibly evokes how slavery made victims of both blacks and whites and still haunts the historical memory of America. While the shackles are no longer visible and physical, they nevertheless remain embedded in our collective psyche. The Known World is a reminder to America. We will not put our painful history behind us until the paradigm of presumed white superiority and assumed black inferiority is confronted and extruded from our national character. It is in revealing and attacking this grand theme that, regardless of any reservations, makes the book a must-read for everyone.
The comments of Price Cobbs, a doctor and the author of Cracking the Corporate Code, an excerpt from The Known World, and Background on Slavery, are at npr.org.